Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
Did you just pull the hair off of your mic?
It was a dog hair.
Okay. Fun fact, Ollie ripped that off today and it was on the ground. Yeah. So Click Clack might have shed it on it.
He looks comatose right now.
I know. We should really show more of Click Clack.
I know. Now that we can.
Yeah. Hey guys.
What's up?
So, I have a story for you, and you have a story for me.
I do.
I'd like to say, first of all, thank you to everyone. We've gotten such a positive response about YouTube, and I'm like, oh, wow, why did we wait 70 episodes?
That's what I keep thinking. I'm like, why did we wait so long? But also, it's fine.
Anxiety.
We waited. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's why.
Because I watched it. First of all, Corey turned it on, and I was like, Turn it off. He was like, will you chill out? I was like, I don't want you. I just look stupid. I just hate everything about this.
Well, I told you that when I... Okay, so the audio that you guys hear with this is not coming from the camera. It's coming from the mics into the laptop. It doesn't matter. And I went to sync it up. Oh, we didn't clap. I went to sync it up. And, the audio jumped, and so then it didn't match up, and I was like, great, we have to throw this away. We have to scrap it. Cancel the launch. Re-record it.
But nobody knew, at least.
No,
so if we
but
did.
Now I told you, so if you go back and look, it's just like the easiest bit
I didn't notice at all, and I watched it.
Is that because you were
watching
like this?
I know. I watched it three times. Every time I would make, like, one movement, I'm like, there's my chin again. Oh, yeah.
Call it out. That'll help people not look for it.
Please don't notice my chin. Just record like this the whole time.
Also, if you're here from TikTok,
what's up?
What up?
So weird, but also so cool that we got on TikTok, and I feel like an old woman on there.
Yes,
I've been on TikTok. You guys know this. The ones that have listened, I've been on TikTok just like quietly in the shadows, you know what I mean? And sometimes commenting.
Just secret liking everything.
Yes. Yes. But I'm like, I'll comment on one or two things. One time, my comment got 22,000 likes, and I was like, what the fuck? I felt like famous.
Wow.
So the fact that we got like a couple thousand likes on some of our videos.
Don't talk to me today. Yeah. I don't think you know who I am.
I told Corey. He's like, what is with you today? You are like on another level. I'm like, my TikTok comment.
You didn't see?
Yeah, like...
Excuse me, peasant?
22,000 people liked what I had to say about someone else's video.
About someone else's art.
Yeah. It wasn't even a good comp. I literally just, like... It was... You know what? Now I'm second guessing.
You guys have all seen it already, haven't you?
Yeah, they know. They've been on there.
But it is so cool that, like, we have now introduced ourselves essentially to an entirely new group of people. My favorite comment so far is a comment that says, y'all sound like the type of vibe my mom would listen to, or something like that. Yeah. And honestly, thank you.
Yeah. Number one, tell your mom to, like, get a hold of us. Does she want to hang out?
We're moms.
I was going to say, when he said it, I think it's a he.
Yeah.
I was immediately like, moms? And then I was like, we are moms. Why am I like, oh my God, your mom wants to hang out with us? Like, we're moms.
Honestly, I've always wanted to hang out with people's moms. Yeah. So even child me was like, hell yeah, I love moms.
I feel like we were both kind of like that. Like at sleepovers, we were the people that were like, what's up, Mrs. Whatever.
So what are we going to do about Shannon? She's really gone off the rails. But my story for you.
Oh, please.
Did I tell you I bought a vacuum?
I saw it.
Did I tell you?
The Bissell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. TikTok introduced us to the, you have it.
Tinico.
Yeah.
And that's what
Tinico or Tinico? I called it Dynico, which is from Cars.
I say Tinico.
I don't know what it is.
But that's what they said on TikTok, so that's what I said.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted it because I knew it was the Bissell Crosswave, like, but cheaper.
That shit sold out so fast. Well, I think I got the last one.
It was available around Christmas, mm-hmm. and then we couldn't get it. Gone. And so after Christmas, it came back live again, mm-hmm. and Shane put it in our cart, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to browse around a little bit, see if I can find anything else. And immediately it was gone. He was so confident, like, browse just put around. It in the cart. Throw it in the cart.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it was immediately out of the cart. Someone bought it, and I just looked at him like, no. I'm filing the papers.
Yeah. Wait a minute, girl.
I can't deal with this. Anyway, I was then encouraged, because it was like $150 or something.
Yeah.
Or like close to, like, yeah. 180-ish.
I think I bought the one that wasn't the one that people liked. It was like the version, they had the version, the iFloor 3, and I just got like the iFloor. So mine was a little bit more.
Is it made by Apple?
I think it's called the iFloor or something. I don't know.
So I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, the Bissell Crosswave was like not that much more.
No.
And I was like, oh, tight. I'll just grab that. Saw it at Target.
Isn't it double? Okay, sorry.
Saw it at Target, threw it in the cart. I was like, throw it in there. Put it in the cart.
And I'm not even checking the sticker.
Well, first of all, I was having a panic attack, so I was fully dissociating because I was in a store.
Same.
And I was literally felt like I was on a tilt-a-whirl, mm-hmm. and I looked briefly, saw the vacuum, saw it said $199.99, and I was like, perfect.
Amazing.
Put it in the cart. And then I get to the checkout,
mm-hmm.
and I go over, and he's ringing me out. And he goes, you can start loading your stuff in the cart. And I look. Is it $600?
The car?
$600? As he's ringing up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, you made a mistake.
Hold on. Just the vacuum was?
No. At this point, he was also ringing up other stuff.
Okay.
But
okay.
I was like, he wasn't done ringing stuff up, and it already read $600.
And then how'd you be like?
I have to puke. So I bought it because I can't tell him that that's too much money for me to spend right now.
I'm sorry, I'm poor.
Well, excuse me, sir, I'm poor. I'm sorry. What the fuck did you just ring up?
I hate that. And I never want to be the person that's like, excuse me, that's not what the sticker said. So I'm just like, yeah. I'll pay. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I could have done that, huh?
Sometimes they match it.
Shit. I didn't even think. I fully panicked and was like, I have all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it on my card. And
no big
so
deal.
I brought it home and it's upstairs and I haven't even used it.
It's been a week.
Oh, my God. And I've spent $400.
That's what it was?
$400 on this vacuum that's been sitting in a closet for a week.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I brought my Tinico out today because I used it like 3 times and then it got dirty.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
throw it away.
Yeah.
Gross.
I don't want it anymore. Well, that's kind of what I do because here's
the most wasteful ass.
Well, here's what ends up happening. I have a lot of hair,
mm-hmm.
you guys. Yeah. I can make a beard.
No joke. She'll be gone. She'll like not be here for days, and I will still find her hair everywhere.
I shed more than anybody
in in my clean laundry. I'm like,
every man I've ever dated has found my hairs in his butt crack.
My son, when I would change his diaper, hairs in his butt crack.
You got to be careful.
I know, because they can wrap around his little... Yeah, I know.
It's bad news.
It's no good.
Yeah.
Every there will be some times where I'm wearing a shirt fresh from my laundry, mm-hmm. and I'll like pull out just a giant clump of my hair, and I'm like, where did that come from?
My shirts
it's
too.
It's been tickling me. Yeah. So because of this, mm-hmm. when I vacuum, my hairs get caught up in the shits, right?
Yeah.
And like...
they're called shits.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And I am like, my vacuum does the cleaning. I don't clean my vacuum. That's weird.
Rude.
Yeah. So then when it...
I don't work for you.
When the blade stops because my hairs are all wrapped around it, I'm like, time for a new vacuum.
You just have to take tiny scissors.
I know. Now I do that. I do
like,
that
not
with
my job.
For real, you work yeah. for me.
Right.
How rude. Right. I spent money on you.
You are the people's vacuum.
Yes.
Do what I say.
So today I did that. Mm-hmm. But then I had to get up in its hole and pull my hairs out.
Much like the butt crack.
Much like all of my ex-boyfriends when I'm like, let me in there.
Yeah.
I have to mind my hairs.
Yes.
You'll thank me.
Speaking of, I know what the asshole eater song is.
Yeah, somebody point me to the best as Ida.
Yeah.
And I also know the movie we were talking about. It's The Room.
Yes. So we did. We had someone leave it in a comment on the YouTube video, but we did figure it out before then.
We have comments?
We have a singular comment.
And it's just a correction?
It was not a correction.
No, they
just
were just like, hey, girl.
We asked them to answer.
Did we? Call and respond. What's up?
And then I responded, and then he responded back. So...
is it someone we know?
Backseat Forks. Yeah.
Backseat Forksy.
Anyway, so what's your story?
It's, wow, perfect transition, honestly. It ties in so well.
Okay.
So it's very slippery outside, mm-hmm. everybody. And
time out. You say slippery?
Yeah.
Thank you. Shane says slippy, and I...
sorry. What are we for?
Apparently, it's a Pennsylvania slippy. Thing. And I've heard it's like
another reason to hate Pennsylvania.
As we don't hate Pennsylvania.
Oh, don't we? I'm just kidding. No, we don't.
We can't like alienate people.
We have 49 other states.
We're fine. And a couple territories.
Yeah.
No, I hear kidding. We have Canadian listeners.
Oh my God, yeah. Pennsylvania is probably fine.
I just went to pick up a straw and there was nothing there. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So I went to go get my groceries, and mm-hmm. I don't grocery shop anymore because I'm afraid of stores also.
Right.
So I do pick up, mm-hmm. went and picked them up. Coming to get my groceries to pull them in, I slip hard
yeah.
on the ice. Full fucking, you know?
Yeah.
All of my groceries everywhere. And I thought I broke something.
Yeah.
So I
of
started.
Of course you did.
Because that's how I am.
Yeah.
So I started screaming because mm-hmm. my boyfriend's a nurse. I was like, help. And
did
I wanted
yell,
to say, no. What I yelled was, Corey, well, no, I did say help. And then I said, I wanted to say, I busted my ass and I ate shit. And I just kept screaming, Corey, help. I ate ass. No. He's like, what? I'm like, I did it. I ate ass so hard. At that point, I knew
well,
I fucked
me,
it up.
Nurse, you know what to do.
I knew I fucked up the words, but it hurt so goddamn. I was like, I don't give a fuck. He'll understand. So anyways, that's what happened to me.
Wow.
I have a bruise.
Oh, I'm sure.
You want to see it? You guys want to see it? No, I'm just kidding.
It's on your tongue?
It is on my ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about judgments.
I think we're doing, because we kind of started talking about things that we were judgy.
Yeah, like, last week's things. Episode was about counterproductive habits of mind. And essentially, I know, essentially what it is like negative things that your mind does that are counterproductive.
Yeah. Amazing.
So essentially, like, your brain jumps to conclusions. Your brain makes assumptions and makes snap, like, judgments.
Yeah. And it's kind of like we accidentally trained our brains to do this because they just started evolving that way. And then
yeah.
I was actually watching a TED Talk from a guy. His name was Kwame. He was Caribbean. There's that word again. Where I know, it's, Is it Caribbean? Anyways, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, like, our amygdala, which is what...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we store trauma.
Yeah. And the fear and fight or flight, that comes from that. And so our responses to trauma and to conflict and to all those things didn't evolve as fast as, like, technology and things like that evolved and conflict and humanity evolved.
Yeah.
So we still... That's why we still have fight or flight. But it's things like that where, like, it can... counterproductive habits of mind, we can change those. We are in charge of them. We just have to take it from our amygdala and switch it to our prefrontal cortex.
Oh my.
Kwame!
Who is she?
I know, college.
She's a college girl. She knows things.
You know, I've been to a couple classes.
Wow.
I know.
So as we were talking about it, one of the habits, the counterproductive habits, is judgments and how our brains are trained to see something and immediately think something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did like a call to action to our followers. So stupid.
We're
to call
a cult.
I wanted to say our friends, which you guys are.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this. The whole point is that, you know, first of all, we didn't know quarantine was going to happen when we started it. It was.
No, but that really worked out in our favor.
How truly, amazing. Truly. We should have jumped on the whole like visual part of it then.
Oh
but,
my
you know.
God. You know.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Well, also, we
I mean,
were...
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shrouder, crowder, router.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So, we did a call to action, and we asked people to send in their judgments. And I realized a couple people were talking to me, and they're like, well, I don't usually... judge people, and I'm like, you filthy liar, but
y'all do it.
They're like, I don't really judge people, but I feel judged in XYZ. And so I was like, well, that's really fascinating, because for you to feel judged about that means you must have encountered someone else either judging someone or society has put out a message that makes you feel like you would be judged for it,
or they have like judged other, because I know that I won't say any names, family members of mine have told me they're so worried about like the way their house looks and constantly trying, and I'm like, what friends are you allowing into your house that are going to judge your home? Or is that how you are when you go into other, like when you go into other people's houses and you're like, well, this is a mess? I promise other people don't do that. I don't do that.
Right.
I've never gone into a house and been like, what a fucking pigsty. No, that's a lie. I have one time.
Yeah.
But it was a legit hoarder's house, and I was like, not a pigsty. I was just like, I'm overwhelmed by everything in here. So there's my judgment.
No, I know I don't have that judgment now, but I have had that judgment in the past of looking at people and thinking that they were lazy because either they looked a certain way or their home looked a certain way.
We were told that. We were told that that's what, that it can't be anything other than laziness. If you have your home a certain way or like you look a certain way, you're lazy.
Right.
If you act a certain way, lazy.
Right.
Couldn't be anything else.
Yeah. So we are going to go through. Sierra doesn't know what any of these are. So
I love being surprised.
So what I was saying is people sent in their judgments and assumptions about other people. And then they also send in stuff that they feel judged about, which I'll be honest, those literally made me start to cry yesterday.
That's how I am
like super menstrual. So...
amazing.
That might have something to do with it.
Really?
Well, next week, my symptoms are...
You're pre-menstrual.
I'm pre-menopausal.
Aren't we all? Until you are menopausal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Philosophical.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let's just jump into it, shall we? There's a butt ton. Okay.
By the way, I have like a tinted chap lip on. And so I keep thinking it's going to get on my teeth. If you see me, I'm just so worried.
No one can see your teeth from that far away.
You can. And so you have to tell me.
Oh, okay. I'll just start going like this.
No, please.
Okay. So this person says, I assume people with big houses are rich.
Oh,
same.
Yeah.
Same.
Not always the case.
I know. Or if they are.
I was asking a question.
Oh, well, I would think that it can't always be the case. Because maybe they're renting and they don't actually have money,
or
maybe it's a family member's, or maybe they're irresponsible with their money and like they sunk it all into this house and now they're broke.
Do you know that there's like, and also just like generational, like
wealth, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not even like, because that would make the person technically rich. But like parents just leaving homes to kids. What? What? Yes. Could not imagine because not going to happen to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like there are
I don't want my childhood house, though.
Mm, well, I don't have a childhood house because we moved.
I never knew my father.
But like we moved.
Just kidding.
A lot.
We know who you are.
Are you watching right now?
Because you're not watching.
No, of course not. But yeah, I don't know. There's people that will be like, this is my house because my grandpa left it to me. Yeah. And I'm like, he just left you a whole house? But yeah. It's not their house, but it's a big ass friggin'. Right. Then I would be kind of annoyed because I'm like, I have to pay property tax on that, grandpa.
See, the reason I don't want my childhood home is because I would feel weird about making it my own. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to start fresh.
Yeah, but then somewhere. There's... But then I always feel weird because when there's actual, like, homes, like, generational homes, like our grandparents' homes, yeah. Then I'm like, when my grandparents pass away, I feel like one of us has to buy their house. Because right. I'm like, I want to see, when we go past our grandma's house and I see other people living there, I'm like, get out of her house. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. She's going to be so pissed.
I know. Please.
Are you aware that she's a male lion? Oh, we do a lot of callbacks. Again, if you're new.
Go watch our other stuff.
We only have one listen. Other video.
Or listen.
But, you know, if you got time, there's so many to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Newly with our audience. Because Newly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Newly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Newly with 2 U's and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Newly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, what's coming out of there?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex Discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So they are planet friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flexfits.com/tangents.
This person says she's ashamed of this one. Mm-hmm.
That she does?
Overweight equals laziness, not genetic stress or trauma.
Oh, see, but again, I think that's a societal thing. I think it's like what we talked about last episode where your first thought.
Right.
Did you hear that? No. What just came out of me? It was like a gurgle. It was so bizarre. I bet they heard it over here. Anyways, I think that's society's fault. And then what comes after if she corrects herself is what's important.
Right. Well, I don't know if she feels judged by this or if she judges people in this way. I'm not sure how to read
either
it.
Either way, that's so sad.
Either it's sad or you're a shitty... No.
Fix yourself.
No. Because that's how it's promoted.
It is.
Is like...
It's
that's
always
why,
been promoted like that.
That's why Lizzo sharing her her health journey, like her fitness journey, sharing all of that, she's showing I'm healthy regardless of my size.
I went off on a dude at a bar because of that. He said something and he was like, I was like, this is Lizzo. Her song came on. I'm like, I fucking love Lizzo. And he's like across to here. I don't even know if we knew each other that well. And he was like, I mean, she's cool and like her music's okay, but I just don't like that she promotes unhealthiness. And I go, unhealthiness? First of all, you are overweight, sir, with the audacity. And second of all, she's not unhealthy. If you have ever seen her perform, I bet your ass couldn't do that. I know mine couldn't, and I'm thinner than her, and I know she's in better shape than I am. Right. I fucking know that.
Right.
So you cannot judge her shape, her fitness level, like anything about her based
her endurance.
On her weight. Yeah. Not at all, because I'm thinner looking than she is.
You know what
that's
called?
What?
Tofi.
Tofi?
Yeah, I had some guy tell me that I was Tofi one time. I was a teacher, and I used to teach health, and we were talking about how you can be thin on the outside but fat on the inside.
That's me.
Thin outside, fat inside, Tofi.
Oh, I'm Tofi.
I'm Tofi. And basically what he was saying is like, you don't eat healthy, you don't work out, you don't do these things. So just because you are a slender person doesn't mean that you are healthy.
Oh,
you're
not. My metabolism does all the work for me. Everything else is like, it's disgusting. I'm not in good health.
Not
whatsoever.
At all. No.
So
my organs are screaming.
Literally. So the audacity when people say shit about her, I'm like, she could do shit that I couldn't. She did a split one time. And I was like, excuse me. I could never.
I can.
Well, look at you.
I got some double jointed
do
stuff.
Do one right here.
I did on the
fucking prove it.
I will later. You can record me and put it on our stories. Okay. I don't care. All right. This person says, I drink pumpkin spice lattes every year, even though they taste like hot dog water.
I agree, and also same. What judgment is that?
Well, she feels like she's supposed to do it. She's like, basic society bitch. Is saying, let me it's say fall time. Drink a goddamn pumpkin spice latte.
I'm going to go off on another rant about men here just real quick, because that's what I'm going to turn this episode into.
Do it.
I don't like that men have made women enjoying things basic. Because when men all like football, do we call them basic?
Did men make it basic?
It wasn't women that were like, look at that basic bitch. I'm telling you, that was a men.
That was a man. That was a patriarchy. For sure.
That's what I'm like. It was a patriarchy. But I feel basic like bitches. Basic how? Because we all like the same thing. Men literally have like three hobbies: sports, games,
woodworking.
Yes, that's fucking it.
I was literally just trying to think of shit my husband does.
Do we call them basic? No. Why?
No, I call him a nerd.
Well, they are nerdy.
Someone else said something about that. Let me go and look. It wasn't the... I forget. If it comes up later, I'll make the connection. Okay. This one says, having four kids. Oh, I assume there's judgment towards me as a mother by society, especially having four kids and being divorced, not fitting the specific cookie cutter molds.
Girl, I feel that. I had one baby at 20 and then broke up with baby daddy, and then was single with I don't normally say baby daddy.
I know, it caught me off guard,
but I had to. I felt like I had to, because I'm not gonna say his name, that's rude.
Yeah, because you haven't in the other 72.
This one's, we have TikTok people.
TikTok's here, behave.
No, but I just feel like I totally feel that, because when I'll go to like his school things and I'm standing there, first of all, I'm very young,
yeah,
and I look younger than I am. Like, we're in third grade now with my son. Not me.
We're in third grade.
I went back to third grade, not college. I forgot to tell you.
Oh,
it's weird, but it's where I had to start. No, he's in third grade, so when I go there, there's a lot of women that look like they're in their 30s, yeah, which I am, you know, almost 30. I don't look like I'm almost 30, so when I'm there...
Oh, yeah?
Are my wrinkles... I told you guys, that TikTok made my head too big. I'm like, what? No, I did have a woman at the gas station the other day. I handed her my ID to get some beer skis, and she was like, looked down, and she goes, I would never guess that. I was like, what? And she's like, that you're almost 30.
I was like, why did she whisper it?
I don't know if she thought it was like a bad thing to talk about. Like,
it was a curse word.
I was like, please yell it. I'm 30, bitch.
Yeah.
She thought I was underage. But yeah, she thought I was her age. She's 19.
Oh, look at you. And you're like, I'm in the third grade. Excuse you.
It's weird, but me and my son go to school together. And I'm learning a lot.
But yeah, I feel like I feel judged, even though I am in a marriage and I had children. I did things like the traditional way, essentially, and had my children after getting married.
Boring.
But I still feel like, because my parenting style isn't the same as like what was considered normal, that people like roll their eyes at me all the time.
I think that's the weirdest thing that we did in our society, is that we made it like, this is cookie cutter perfect. And if you're not this, you're strange. And right. What is wrong with you? And it's like, because people look at me and my son's dad and his wife and their child and my boyfriend, all go out to dinners together with my son. And they're just like, oh, that's so weird that you guys would hang out with them. And I'm like, well, they're my family.
Right.
Like, whether you like it or not.
This is healthy for our child.
This is my family. And I know it doesn't look like your family and it doesn't look like cookie cutter family, but like, this is our family and it's okay. I think that there's nothing right that you can do as a mother.
Yeah.
Honestly. In society's eyes, no matter what you do, something will be wrong.
Yeah, you're a screw up in some type of way.
So you're not a screw up, whoever you are. I hope you know.
Not at all.
I love that you went.
Oh my God.
I tried really hard not to say action this time, but I felt like I have to do something.
Okay. So this person says that they feel like not having a degree or being accomplished invalidates their opinion and their voice.
Why are all of these people me?
Fun fact, Sierra put all of these in here.
I know. I was like,
I did read that and think that that's, I know that that's how you feel.
Yeah, because I, for the longest time, that's literally why I wanted to go back to college, because I know that I'm intelligent and so are you, whoever you are. I don't know who you are, but you're freaking smart. Yeah. And your opinion, your intelligence is not invalidated by a lack of degree.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. College is easy.
I told you that all the time. All the time,
like,
she would
breezing through the shit.
We would speak about things and she would be like, oh, I know I didn't go to college, or I know that I don't have a degree. And I'm like, that you have no idea how stupid college is.
I do more research on my own. For just funsies, just for extracurricular learning, than they have us do in college.
Honestly, I feel like college is more so to open your eyes to a broader view of things, to experience things that you wouldn't necessarily
experience. Which I've done already, kind of on my own. So everything they're teaching me, like, I'll say things, and I'm like, yeah, I know this. It's kind of what I did to my therapist, and she would be like, wow, you even need me here? And I'm like, I've done a lot of research.
Honestly.
I wouldn't have come here had I not done the research, because that's like in my crazy controlling way. I'm like, I have to know everything about this before I can feel like
I need to look smart to you. Even though I need your help, I need to make it look like I don't need your help.
Yeah, because I need to know. Yeah, I want to feel smart. It's crazy that a piece of paper makes somebody feel smarter. Now that it is a lot of work, it's 4 years worth of work or more sometimes. Yeah. But you can do that work on your own, and I don't think it's just because somebody isn't dictating it to you.
Or giving you a grade for it.
Right, that it makes you any less smart.
Yeah, so. Or that it makes your voice any less important. Because experience is a huge thing. Yeah. Like, your lived experiences are so unique to you, and sharing those are sometimes more powerful than any research paper.
I'm telling you, when I went through the abusive relationship that I went through, I feel like I got a crash course on like psychology and narcissism and stuff like that, where people who are psychologists will talk about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I already know all about that.
Yeah.
Because I lived it for 4 years. Like, I feel like you don't need to tell me examples and give me like a course study. I went through it, and my views have changed dramatically about a lot of the world's things because of the experiences I've had. So I think college does that for you too, which is why it's important, but you can have those without going to college.
Right. Doctors of color are smarter. Indian, Asian, Black always seem to be the ones finding a cure in movies. The scientists with the answers are always people of color. I feel like I agree with that.
I feel like I do too. That's very interesting.
Because if I'm going to picture doctors in my head, the smart ones are people of color.
Wow.
And then, like, the guy who's the fuck up is a white guy.
Yeah. And it's a guy. Because sometimes I've had very smart white doctors and they're always female.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But like,
they're always Meredith Grey.
I know. not to shit on white doctors, but that
list we're hopping with that group.
You know, we're big with white doctors.
Yeah,
they're who listen to us,
right?
But yeah, that I don't know, that's crazy. I never thought that. I wonder if it's because, like, because a lot of times what I'm thinking about is people that are foreign,
yeah,
you know, who like speak with a foreign accent and things like that,
because they're immigrants.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's because other places have access to education that we don't have access to, or it's easier, you know, for
A judgment just hearing that is that the doctors of color, if that's a correct way to say it, I guess.
Yeah.
It was pressured on them by their families to do so.
That is
because that's how it's portrayed in society.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, yeah, of course it was an Indian person.
Think it was Indian.
Yeah, because it's like portrayed in media and in society that, like,
that's
that
huge
culture just really focuses on grades and education and wants their children to be doctors.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's true, but that's just something that was pumped and thrown at us all the time.
Yeah.
That I didn't think about until someone showed
Indian
that.
Doctors, let us know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, white doctors, ask your Indian doctor friends.
Yeah, we know who our demographic is. Yeah. It's white doctors.
I would rather it not be just male white doctors. We really want to diversify, but, you know.
That's who we reach.
Anyone with type 2 diabetes is just lazy and could fix it if they tried hard enough.
Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how insulin works.
This person says that their dad does have diabetes, and so that's been like a struggle for them to feel like society is pushing one thing, mm-hmm. but like to also know that it's not true.
Yeah.
I think Nick Jonas cured that whole
Did he have type 2?
Yeah, he has type 2 diabetes. He currently has it.
Oh my God.
Wait, is type 2 the one you can't help? It's not weight?
No, that's type 1.
Oh, then he has type 1. Have you seen him? He's ripped. He does not have type 2. See, judgment. I yep. assume if you have type 2 diabetes, you're overweight.
Then you're not whipped. Part of me wonders. You're not into whipped cream.
Part of me wonders if that's true, though.
But again, why don't I have type 2 diabetes?
Maybe you do.
Honestly, I pee all the time. My mom, every
is
time.
Is that
I
a thing? Is that a symptom?
The only reason I know that is because I'll call my mom and be like, Mom, I think I have a UTI. I'm peeing all the time. She's like, could be diabetes. I'm like, what?
Your mom is the human WebMD.
She really is.
That one TikTok, did I send it to you?
I don't know.
I think I just sent it to Erica. But it was this person who was pretending to type in like headache, and it was this other person pretending to be WebMD, and they were like hitting a buzzer. Yeah. Like, brain cancer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyone who friend requests me on Facebook that I don't know must be trying to sell me something.
Yeah, or in love with me. Trying to get this. You know what I'm saying? Yes. If it's a guy trying to friend request me, they want in my. And if it's a girl.
That sound, though? Yeah.
Dude, I made it squishier the first time and I apologize.
Gushy. And if it's a girl,
then MLM.
Yeah.
Multi-level marketing period scale.
For the ladies. I'll be honest. I have a love-hate relationship with MLMs.
I have a hate-hate relationship with
MLMs. I know what you do, but I have a couple people who I adore. Mm-hmm. And I just can't think badly of them.
I judge MLMs so hard.
And I know.
Well, here's why.
I just think that they're, you know what it is? They both work for the same company.
Mm. Can I guess which company?
Yeah.
Is it some kind of oils?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that reminds me. I have other friends.
Is it a cleaning cloth?
No, I have a cousin, though.
Okay, then it's got to be some kind of shake.
No.
A health shake?
No.
What is it?
It's like a cosmetics. Oh, they might have shakes.
Oh. I know. Anyways, here's the thing. I'm not judging the people who sell it. I feel like they are very... MLMs are extremely predatory. I have a very... I don't like MLMs because I feel like they prey on people who want to be home with their kids, want to just have some extra income.
Financial freedom.
Yes. And they know. Here's the thing with period schemes. Somebody is going to be at the bottom.
Yeah.
So unless you can tell, you can get people underneath you. And then I feel like that's scummy to do to those people. Then you're always going to be on the bottom. And there are some, I feel like you lose more money than you put in. And you can tell me that I'm wrong and that's fine. But over time, that's what's going to happen.
See, they told me.
And if they don't, if they make really good money, it's because they have people underneath them that don't.
I don't know what their finances are, but one of my friends was debunking some of those thoughts for her specific company. Now, I can't speak to all the other ones, but she was just sharing that, like, to invest, it was like $40 and you are not responsible for housing any product. You are not responsible for meeting any quotas. You're not responsible for, like, literally doing anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, the investment of it is not really a risk.
I accidentally became a Young Living distributor. Was that?
I think I knew that.
They did that shit to me. They sold me on this amazing oil kit for $50. And I was like, fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to. And then I started getting letters. And they were like, how much did you sell this month? And I was like, say again.
I'm sorry.
What? I just thought I fucking bought these products.
And but now, were you punished for it?
I do have to pay like something yearly, but it's only a couple cents. And I don't pay it.
Oh, well then.
But it was annoying because they kept like badgering me.
It is annoying. It is annoying. And I don't know if this company does that.
Yeah.
I will say one time when I was working at Victoria's Secret, my friend was like, hey, do you want to come to this Mary Kay party with me?
My mom sells Mary Kay.
I know. I know.
Here's the thing, though. I think things like that are okay only because, like, she doesn't have anybody underneath her. And
so she's the person at the bottom?
But she sells people, like, she gets makeup money. She just sells. And they have good products. I'm wearing Mary Kay mascara right now. So, like,
this is an ad for Mary Kay. No, but she's like, they're doing just, like, makeovers, and I have to bring someone. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. And so then she does my makeup because she told me no.
Was it your mom?
No, she told me, she's like, hey, I just became what do they call them?
A consultant
and I need to do a makeover on someone, so will you do it? I'm like, sure, I don't have anything to do. So I went with her, and then all of a sudden I end up in this other room, and it's me, her, and two other people, and they're like, So, what do you think about our products? I'm like, I think I need to get out of this room.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. It was very time-sharey. They asked me several times.
I've had shit like that with LipSense before. And I'm
LipSense burned my effing mouth off.
Okay, I thought I loved it. And the more I used it, it literally peeled my lips off.
Yes.
Like, I would use it and I'd be like, this is great. And then, like, after three uses, I was like, my lips were so chapped and, like, burnt. They were, it was horrible. It looked like I had just one giant cold sore.
Honestly,
it was awful.
I think, are we good on those?
So, yeah, sorry,
I think we
everybody.
Need to move away from.
Sorry, everybody. Again, it's not you. I don't like
it's not you, it's me.
I don't like the people, the uplines.
Yeah.
Because it just feels vicky.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that ruin it for you. But I have somebody that I've never talked to in my life, and she messages me every week, I feel
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, can you just do this one thing for me, girly? And I'm like,
oh, that's so weird.
I
don't like that at all.
No.
Again, my friends are not the people who I'm talking
about.
And
neither does my mom.
Do not do that.
Yeah, neither does my mom. Because she knows that I would get on her ass for that. I'd be like, stop doing that to people.
The people I'm friends with are like, listen, I don't need to try and sell these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tight, because I'm not buying them.
Right. I'm broke too.
And the whole, like, I'm three more mascaras.
I hate that.
Away from this. Help
don't try
me get
to guilt
there.
Me into Excuse buying
me,
a mascara.
I'm not going to Mexico with you. I don't need your fucking mascara.
No. Please, three more mascaras, and then I get a trip to Cabo that I'm going to show you all, and you're going to be super jealous about the entire weekend.
And then you're going to get pink eye, because I don't really know what's in this.
Yeah.
So weird. Okay.
And their mascara makes your eyes look like spiders. The webs are on it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, you don't. Okay. Anyone with red hair must be Irish and burn, baby, burn in the sun.
Shout out to you and my boyfriend.
First of all,
my boyfriend's not
a little
Irish at all.
I'm a little Irish.
Actually, I don't know if that's true.
Parsons sounds pretty Irish.
That's his dad's last name, and his dad is not the one.
Oh, so his dad's not related to him? You stupid idiot.
No, I mean, that's not where the red hair comes from. His dad's got hair like mine.
Have you seen my parents?
They're my aunt and uncle. Why do I have to think about that so hard?
Yeah. Dark complected, dark hair.
Your dad even?
Yes.
I thought he's always had lighter hair.
No.
All right. Well, where did you come from, Jerry?
I don't
Riddle
know.
Me this.
I don't know, but that's another thing I feel judged about is like, oh, you're
Nobody
the redheaded
knows who your
stepchild.
Parents are.
Oh, you must be the milkman. Oh.
You are the milkman or you're the milkman's?
Could have been either one for all I know. Or that I have a temper.
Well.
What would give you that idea?
I would never.
Yeah. One time, someone assumed that I had a fire crutch.
You don't?
No, I for sure do. But
that's not your business.
But they asked me at basketball. I was like, they're like, so do the carpets match the drapes? And I'm like,
what makes you think I have carpet? Yeah, I'm always like, I have hardwood floors. These babies just got buffed.
I literally was like, but seriously, look at my arm hairs. They're blonde. Look at my armpit hairs. They're blonde. Look at my leg hairs. They're blonde.
My
why would
pubes are blonde. Why would...
My eyebrows are blonde. Why would my crotch be red? Asking for a friend, why is it red?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to
bring
matchy
up... matchy over here.
See, I can't because I'm just going to bring up my boyfriend's pubes and that's rude.
I don't want to know because if he's here next week, I don't want to be thinking about it.
Really? Because you guys have similar carpets?
Got our carpets from the same guy. Okay. I do get sunburned and I'm only a little Irish.
Yeah.
But there are actually, fun fact, are more redheads in Scotland than Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Are we Scottish?
No.
Is that from your mom's side?
Mom's side.
Rude.
My mom assumes anyone with a tattoo must either be a criminal or an artist. Artist.
Criminal.
Incredible. Honestly, I get that.
Honestly, I've been arrested. She's not wrong.
And I've drawn a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, that one was really effing funny to me. People who still support Trump are just embarrassed.
Click clack.
Please. People who still support Trump are just embarrassed at how ridiculous they sound, so they continue to fight because otherwise everyone knows they're idiots.
That's called cognitive dissonance. It is real.
I wonder sometimes if there are people who are just going down with the ship.
Because they're prideful.
Yep.
Because they're too proud to be like, you know what? That was a bad judgment call on my part. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
They have too much. And I say pride in a bad way. When I talk about pride, people are like, yeah, pride. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good thing.
No, not like gay pride. Like,
no, we're talking about like pride, like prideful to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like barreling down on something because you're too proud to be like, hey, guys. I fucking made a bad choice here.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Like, that is frustrating. Also, somebody the other day showed me a picture where they, like, made this thing that was like, I love President Trump, and he was the best. And I was like, if you ever say that you love a politician, go get help, honestly.
Truly.
You shouldn't be loving.
But I loved Obama.
I loved him, too.
And I love Michelle.
Okay, well, I fucking love Michelle. She wasn't the president. Obama is okay. He did some things that I'm not cool. I'm not the greatest with.
Yeah, but I still love him.
I love him as a person, but they love him as
human
a president.
Being. Yeah, well, they love him as something else. Someone else brought up Trump, and they said that they assumed that people who look normal don't support him. And I will say...
I'll say the same. Except there are some women. Men... I can pick out every male Trump supporter. I can freaking call it from across the room.
See, some I will judge women, some people and think that if they look a certain way that they must have voted for Trump, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So, like, I think
mine's
the opposite
vice versa,
sometimes.
Because with women, sometimes I'll be like, my girl. And then they tell me and I'm like, my girl.
No.
It's because 55% white women voted for him. And I'm like, I can't, especially around here, I feel like.
One of my friends, when he was elected, sent me the statistics. And he goes...
In our county?
One of my... No. He sent me the statistics overall.
Oh, I was...
And it was like over 50%. And he goes, this is all your fault.
I know. It really is.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm one person and I did not vote for him.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
But, okay. Oh, branching off of that, this is one of my judgments that I just remembered. I didn't realize I had this judgment until I was listening to the podcast called Seeing White. And her... it's not called Seeing White. Doesn't matter. It was the series within the podcast was called Seeing White.
Mm-hmm.
Seen on radio. Anyway, there was somebody from the South on, and I think he was from Kentucky, and he's like, people assume because of my accent that I'm uneducated and racist. And I'm like,
damn it.
I'm someone. I think that you're uneducated and racist.
I don't know why
a country accent.
That. Yeah. If there is a twangy accent, I'm like, when was your last grade? Third,
yes.
Me too.
But I know that's not true.
I know it's not. But why do we think that?
I don't
why
know.
Why do we think that?
I don't know.
It's a packet.
I think it's because of society.
Yeah.
I think in media.
That right there is why I want to go into psychology, because I love when, like, we have judgments like this. I want to be like, why?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a sociology thing. I should fucking minor in that, because I think that's sociology more than psychology. But that's literally my favorite thing to do, is be like, why?
Yeah.
Why do we think that?
That is, last week when we talked about how our first thought isn't our fault, mm-hmm. but the second is, mm-hmm. and so you need to challenge it. That's something that I challenge
Me too.
All the time.
I
but
try
it's
to.
Only men.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, I think you make iced tea
dainty
so
little flower.
Well,
yeah.
and that you could bake a pie like a motherfucker. That's why I think if you have a country accent, you're a woman.
Yeah.
Let me know, country accented women. Can you make a pie like a motherfucker?
Can you make us some pies? I fucking love pie. Pie or cake?
Cookies.
Okay. I still am doubling down on pie, but I like
how much
the
whipped cream am I allowed to have?
On the pie?
Yeah.
What kind of pie? Pumpkin?
Literally any pie. I can't have it without whipped cream.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I like a dry pie.
Other than like chicken pot pie. But...
Oh my god, chicken pot pie is so good.
I know.
Is cheesecake cake or pie?
It's cake.
What about the crust? That's what makes a pie a pie.
Well, it's cheesecake.
But it could be cheese pie.
But it's not cheese pie.
Oh, that's annoying.
People who go to Disney more than once every 8 years are rich.
Yeah.
Yup.
Yeah.
They have to be.
I've never been to Disney in my life. I'm so bored.
I've been to Disney one time and it was almost 20 years ago.
Well, you went again.
Oh, I did. I went last year.
Yeah.
Wow. Right before the shutdown.
Yeah.
I cried the whole time I was there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I was lonely and I missed my family.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is the happiest place on earth. Yeah. I don't have anyone to share with.
Yeah.
Okay. People with large...
She went to Disney by herself completely. What if you did?
I did. That would be so weird.
Wouldn't it?
People with large Insta followings are mini celebrities. However, I know many are paid for.
Yeah.
Shots fired. I don't know that I see them as mini celebrities.
I mean, I kind of do, just because they're recognizable. I mean, we are now.
Have you gotten recognized?
No, nobody knows me.
Oh, someone did to me one time. I know that they know us.
Walking down?
No, I was at a restaurant and they were like, are you one of the ladies of Ladies and Tangents? And I was like, go get me another water.
Yeah.
But I did have someone one time come up to me at a wedding and they're like, Jerry Stein. And I'm like, that's not my full name. But yeah, that's my photography name. And they're like, oh my God, I love your work so much. I wanted you to have my wedding, but you were already booked. I'm so happy to see you here. And I was like, oh my God. And then I had another person come up to me at a restaurant and they were like, well, I guess I'm just proving that this is true.
But anyways, here's all the time I got recognized.
No, someone came up to me and they started talking to me about my house renovation. And they're like, and if you ever need a babysitter, like we're around. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I'm not going to leave my child with you.
That's what people will do that for the podcast. They'll come up and just start talking to me and be like, you were so strong when you talked about this. And I was like, I said that to people.
Oh, whoopsie. God.
I black out the whole time I'm doing this.
A big whoopsie.
Yeah.
I assume most teachers stay in education solely because they have summers off. This teacher didn't stay in education. Although I will say, if I didn't have an out with photography, like if my business wasn't doing well enough to support my family, I couldn't have done anything else other than teaching.
I think I'm gonna
because of the schedule.
I'm gonna advocate for teachers real quick.
Do
I think that people
I didn't.
Give a lot of shit because they're like, teachers get weekends and fucking holidays off, and they get 3 months in the summer. And I don't think there's a lot of other jobs where you bring your job home with you and you literally do it all day and all night and on the weekends, like testing and making plans. Like, you are not just a teacher going there and sitting and teaching kids. You know what I mean? You make lesson plans. You do tests and shit like that. Like, all of that is shit you're doing at home.
Well, think about it. You've done a presentation before.
It's
Everyone's done a presentation before. How long did you prep for that presentation? And the presentation was what, 5-10 minutes long?
Now imagine every day that you're doing that, multiple classes a day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people aren't lecturing for the entirety of 40 minutes, but you have to plan for the entirety of 40 minutes.
You have to have something done for 40 minutes for every day. And I just don't understand when people think
and
that
you
way.
Have to pay for a lot of your supplies yourself.
Yeah.
I remember I had to, I think I spent close to like $100 a year just on stuff for my classroom.
Oh, I believe it.
And I would buy clothes for kids. I would buy hygiene products for kids. I have given students rides before because they were walking like a mile. I had one student who was severe, like she had a really severe limp because she had a traumatic brain injury when she was younger. And she was walking a mile from her house to the bus. And I was driving and I saw her and she was like trying to run because she thought she was going to miss the bus. And if she missed school, like it was going to be bad. And so I gave her a ride. And like I knew that I could get in trouble because like it's sketchy giving kids rides nowadays. But like
you can't. You,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a. I don't think this person was saying that like it's cushy, but at the same time.
I know a lot of people think that way though. My own boyfriend did. And I had to be like, hey.
Oh yeah. He used to get in fights with me. He's like, oh God, I get it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't make the same amount. I work all year long. What? My goodness.
And I also wanted to be like, hey, Corey, you work 3 days a week, so shut the fuck up. Truly.
It's a lot. It takes an emotional toll on you. It takes a mental and physical toll on you. It's rough.
Yeah.
And you could not. Part of the reason I left teaching, I don't talk about this, is because of my PTSD. I haven't gotten to this in therapy yet, but school shootings and the inevitability of them and how they train you that it's a moment of when, not if, is one of the most horrific things that I ever had to go through as an educator. And I would call Shane every day in tears. I have to get out. I have to get out. I can't be here anymore.
How many other jobs do you know that have to go through training like that? That have to go through active shooter training a lot.
Right.
And are told you have to put yourself in the way of your students or your
or know. Leave them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are people with children that you care about.
Mm-hmm. And me teaching high school special ed with students with severe autism and Down syndrome and physical impairments who are like cerebral palsy cannot move very quickly. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Or know how to be quiet in certain situations like that.
Right. Because overstimulated, when people with autism are overstimulated, like terrible, terrible things could happen. And they don't know necessarily the danger of what's going on.
Yeah.
It was entirely too much. And I that was one of the things I felt the most guilty about leaving was I felt like I was leaving my kids behind. And I was there was a luxury that I had of choosing to walk away that those students didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think about it all the time and it makes me sick.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. So
that
we're going to move on.
That just made me really sad. Oh my God.
I know. Sorry. I got us down in the dumps. We got to talk about assholes again. Hold on.
I did see have you ever seen like in Walmart, they have like the decorative looking things. And there was like a big wooden looking thing and it was gray and it had little ridges. And somebody was like, Walmart's selling elephant assholes.
Decorative butts. Okay.
No, not butts. Holes. That's better.
I was raised to assume anyone on welfare doesn't have a full-time job.
As someone who's been on, not welfare, but
assistance.
Food stamps, and that happens a lot. My own mom will say that my mom has talked about the fact that we for sure could have been on assistance, but she had pride.
Well, there's so much shame around it.
She was like, Sierra, I couldn't because I felt like I was failing or I had too much pride. I couldn't do it. And I have no shame when it comes to it because my son isn't eating mac and cheese and ramen noodles every day. I make him meals. Not anymore. I don't get food assistance anymore. But when I did.
Right now he eats like crackers.
Yeah. He gets Lunchables like for breakfast. He actually had a Lunchable for breakfast the other day. It was a snow day.
It was a request.
Fine.
Yeah.
I used to think that I was working two jobs at the time and like busting my ass, but this is America, and we literally could not have gotten by with that alone, just the two of us. So I was on food assistance, and when I would swipe my card, I remember pulling it out and, like, hiding it when I went to swipe it because I was afraid that somebody behind me would say something because my cart was full of fruits and vegetables and meats and healthy food for my child, because if you don't feed your child healthy food, you're a piece of shit. Yeah. But if you do feed them healthy food and you get it with food stamps, you're a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. So it's a catch 22. Don't be poor. That's right. It. Just don't be poor.
And like, it's the system.
It's not my, it wasn't, right. I mean, unless, like I said, unless you have generational wealth, I had a baby when I was 20. What was I supposed to do?
Right.
And our healthcare system failed me on getting birth
don't
control.
Don't have sex.
Like, yeah, like, don't, just don't have sex.
Yeah.
What a realistic thing to tell people.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Keep your legs closed, you hussy.
When people say that, I'm like, okay, you teach your kids that. And let me know how it is when they are 18, 19.
Yeah. Most people assume women do laundry, but this person's husband does theirs. Shane does not touch our laundry.
Can you teach me how to get
how to get a guy to do laundry?
A hard time.
I don't let Shane do our laundry.
Yeah.
Well okay, I lied.
Corey has done our laundry before, and I don't like the way he does it, so I'm like, don't touch that.
He'll come down and he'll switch the laundry. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll put a load in, put it in the dryer, bring it upstairs. But which is like the easy part anyway.
So easy.
But as far as like the folding and putting away, I do that. Now,
I have a system that I like. And when Corey tried it before, I was like,
Don't touch that. And Shane will help me if I've already, he doesn't like folding it. And I don't like how he folds it.
Yeah.
He will put it away if I tell him where it goes, okay. Because he forgets where they go, even though they don't move. Yeah. I feel like subtle he can Shane. Hear us because he's like, I hear him doing dishes upstairs right now. He's so helpful. He really, truly is. Anyway, okay. People assume men handle the finances, but this is a woman and she does all of their taxes, retirement, and savings.
Amazing. Both of those stereotypes were correct.
We're supposed to have retirement and savings right now?
Yeah, I don't. What? I just got off food stamps.
Not me. I assume people who go to Catholic school are rich.
Same.
But that's because you have to pay to go to Catholic school.
And it's, yeah.
But I do know people who aren't rich. Whose children go to Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have always thought if you wear a uniform, I'm like, oh. Oh, you have money. You have money. Got it.
Yeah.
People think I'm cool and hipster because I'm a photographer.
Okay.
I didn't write that, but people do think that about me as well.
Because I think you guys are. There's like a level of creativity and like what happens, what goes on in your mind where you can style yourself the way that you would style shoots. And so that makes... Look how freaking cute you look right now.
This is just because I wanted to wear a blanket, essentially.
But you are so good at just like making things
look That's because I cool. don't care. That's what I think it is. I don't think...
Yeah, you guys just... That's the coolest thing about cool people. They don't give a shit. You can't be cool and care.
It's because we decided to break a societal norm and not have a traditional job. We decided to work for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We decided to use our creativity and our minds to make money. And that is something I think people look at and are like, oh, wow, that's different. And that's the thing that's cool is that it's different.
Yep.
So at least that's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. This one hits me. Being a stay-at-home mom, I'm uneducated or untalented at anything other than mothering.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obviously not the case.
Right. People look at, maybe people don't, but I have obviously encountered enough things in society, social media, whatever,
you just
to believe.
Take pictures of your friends in bathtubs.
Yeah. Yeah. Life is more than just taking pretty pictures and talking to your friends in bathtubs.
That, by the way, that was a comment that was used to discredit her when she had a very good point to make about something that was very important.
Yeah.
And I think that people do that a lot. Like, and they did it with me when they would be like, well, I'm college educated. And I'm like, well, I know more about this topic than you do because I read more. Like, you can be college educated. That's fine. I still know more about this than
you. When were you educated? In the 80s? Yeah. Because shit's different now.
And I'm making a good point. Like, at least hear my point out or look into it. The fact that you're just completely like, I'm smarter than you because school is...
Well, that same thing applies to I'm smarter than you because adult or parent or generation above you.
Yes.
And that's not the case.
Because I've had more life experience. Yes, life experience...
Oh my...
That was aggressive. Yeah, life experience helps, but it also is not... That's what can't be all... Especially when your only experience is in a small town with zero diversity.
Right. I feel like it's more of an internal struggle.
He's coming back down.
Oh, are you going to come join us?
Okay.
Kuklak's making an appearance.
Hi.
Mosby, will you come here?
Oh, he's a good boy.
Lay down.
Here. Oh, no, I've said too much.
Here.
Lay down.
Sit. Okay.
He's like, hold my hand.
I know. I think that I'm so distracted by his licking. Hi, honey. I think that I have consumed so much about what people think about stay-at-home moms or what a stay-at-home mom is meant to be. Mm-hmm. And because I don't identify as that, I don't identify as the person who wants to sit around and bake pies. Yeah, I did bake
You bake a lot of cookies.
I did make my own pizza dough this week and bake two batches of cookies.
You bake a lot.
Two different kinds.
It's very exciting.
That is White Claw. That's not for you. But I have dreams and desires and things outside
of mothering. And you're talented. And you're smart.
Thank you. So are you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have all of these things outside of mothering, and I feel guilty when I want to pursue them. And I look at my kids, and I'm like, I love you so much. I give so much of myself to you, but I want to give some of me to me.
Yeah. Mothers are more than just mothers.
Right.
Always.
But there are people who will shame you if you don't want to be just a mother, because that's such a valuable job. It's so important. Yeah,
it's
it is
so
important,
rewarding.
But also being me is important.
Yeah. That's not that it is rewarding, but I need other rewards.
Right.
Sorry.
It's okay if mothering doesn't fill your cup.
Yes.
Mothering does not fill my cup. I love my children. I love being able to stay home with my children, but they do not fill my cup. I want to make sure my cup is full for them.
Yes.
But they aren't the ones pouring into it.
Yeah.
So, and that's okay.
Yeah.
As I'm saying it, I feel like I'm going to be judged and people are going to be like, no, that's not true. Someone take her kids.
Well, if they do, then congrats on being Mother of the Year.
Go off, Becca. Yeah. This is the one that got me. People think my debilitating migraines are just headaches and that I'm dramatic.
Again, this person is me.
Mm-hmm.
When I had migraines... I'm sorry to take all of these people. I feel like I say this every time because I'm always like, but me. But that's kind of what this podcast is.
Well, we were going to share ours, but as I read through these, I'm like, we agree with so many of these that we don't need to add more. This is already going to be over an hour anyway.
Yeah. But I had the Mirena IUD after I had my son, and I didn't realize that the hormonal imbalances that I got from that and surges, they were causing me to have migraines monthly. And they would be 3-day long migraines. I was hospitalized twice for these migraines because I was.
Did you have seizures?
I did have seizures. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was because of the migraines, though, or that was a different thing. Mm. But it could have been related. Not at the same time. It was my diabetes. Yes. No, but I would get migraines so bad that I would not stop puking. And that's what made me have to go to the hospital because I was like so dehydrated from puking for 3 days straight. But they are blinding. They are debilitating. Mm-hmm. I literally would have to lay in a room. You can't sleep because it hurts so bad, with an ice pack on my head and just sit there and tears would stream out of my eyes because it would hurt so bad. I remember, trigger warning to suicide, but I remember thinking if I had a gun in my house right now, I would end this. That's how bad they were.
Yeah.
I've never had thoughts like that with any other pain that I've been in. But that pain, I was like, I would do anything right now to get this to stop. Anything.
Right.
It's scary being in that much pain.
Yeah. I have had them. They started when I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of my first indicators that I was pregnant. And now they've just become a PMS symptom, which is horrible. They make me feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
They make me feel like I have vertigo, like everything is really tilted.
Yes.
And then I have to sit in the dark, but like I have two small children.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just lay in the dark with my head covered. And we don't do a lot of screen time. And I know I feel like I need to preface that with saying, like, if you do have screen time, like, do you? I don't feel any type of way about screen time. For my family and my children, they don't sleep well when they have screen time. Their behavior, not again that I'm trying to control their behavior, but they have a lot of tantrums. And I know that having big emotions is not a fun thing. And so if TV is triggering these big emotions,
just take that away.
yeah, we're just not going to do it. And so we don't do it for reasons, for, I guess, like health benefits.
Yeah.
But I have to utilize it when I'm having migraines because I need them to just sit in one place.
Yep.
While I can't, because I can't hold them.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot physically hold my children because I will fall over, pass out, throw up. Like, I can't trust myself because I don't feel like I can control my limbs.
I've had to have sick days for Noah, call it in because I'm like, I can't drive right now. Right. There's no way that I would be able to drive a car. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like piece of crap. I have to sit him in front of a TV, but I'm like, mommy can't. I just can't. Yeah. It's worse than, I wouldn't wish migraines. I would have 15 more children, fully natural, and never have a migraine again.
I can confirm that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how that one also connected to the one before, because we feel like bad moms because we have migraines and we can't be some type of mom.
Because we can't while we be have... sick.
Yes.
Like, if mothers are sick, you're a piece of shit. Why don't you just be healthy all the time? Why doesn't your brain just work?
Why don't you just eat healthy food?
You know, if you just ate spinach, your migraines would go away.
If you just went on a walk.
Just get you into just got the some sunshine.
Fresh air.
A little bit of sunshine.
Have you drank water? Have you tried drinking water? Okay.
I butt chug water daily. It does nothing for me.
This kind of goes along with the stay-at-home mom and like the working for yourself thing. It says people think I don't do anything all day because I work from home, and they've been doing it for 12 years.
So I am doing at-home schooling mm-hmm. right now, and love my boyfriend so much. He's amazing. But he'll call me and be like, I don't know, say something. And I'm like, oh, I have to go do the dishes if we're going to do dinner. He's like, well, what did you do all the day? All day. I'm like, what did I do all day? I did fucking school. Like, what are you talking about? All day? Yeah. Yeah, yep. Bud. All fucking day.
Yeah.
Sorry I wasn't on my fucking Zoom school meeting and also dusting. Like,
here's the thing.
And then you want to come home. He'll come home and be like, I want to sit and relax, but then expect me to pick up the house after he gets home. And I'm like, I want to fucking relax. I did just as much as you did today.
It's very hard to know that you can't separate your work and your home when you work from home. Mm-hmm. There is no clocking out. And even though I know people try to, they try and have like office hours, but for me, it is nearly impossible. And it's hard to turn off work mode when I'm constantly in my workspace.
Yes.
And my workspace and my home space are one thing. And it is hard to rest because everywhere I look, I am reminded like, oh my gosh, so-and-so sent me this email. Oh my gosh, I have to get this editing out. I have to get this proposal done.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. When you blend those two together, it's incredibly difficult.
I work more from home. I was a full-time teacher, okay? And we already said
how much teachers
how
do.
How much work that was. I do more work now partly because I like my job.
Yeah.
And I invest more time into it. But I do more work now than I ever did as a teacher.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because, you know, I was teaching the same thing year after year. And you
so after a while, your lesson
your first
plans,
year is rough. But, like, after that, you kind of have a routine of things.
Yeah.
And I used to keep a log of what I did every day so that I could go back the next year and be like, so what did I do on this day? Oh, wow.
That's what I'm going to do.
Love that. I think this is the last one. I'm a hairdresser, so I must not have been good at anything or make any money. Or because I look the way that I do, I don't deserve professionalism or good customer service.
Wow.
That one makes me sad.
That does make me sad. I went to cosmetology school.
This person has, colored hair. Like, they frequently change the color of their hair, and it's not, like, a natural color, and they have a lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. I know who this person is, I think.
Yeah, I'm certain that you know who this person is. But
you said that.
The fact that this person, I know for a fact, is one of the like greatest, nicest, kindest, sweetest, most
giving
people.
She's also very intelligent. Was she not? Like, I remember her in high school and she was very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So
She started her own business. Her and her husband have their own salon.
The thing that's frustrating when you go to like an alternative school like that, like a trade school, if you do cosmetology, people assume that you're less educated, and that is not the case.
That's an assumption that I had, is if you went to a career center or a tech school or a trade school,
you weren't smart enough for college.
Yep.
Those people, honestly.
But that's what was told to us.
Yeah. And they're kind of smarter because now they're not in debt and they're making great money.
Oh, yeah. I learned that way too late.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you could go to college and then get a degree and not do the thing that you got the degree for. And then, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the person who you're still probably, I don't know if you're still paying your school loans. But,
yeah, but I had a lot of scholarships and grants. So yeah. Mine is significantly less.
I was going to say, but normal people would still
be
paying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have so much debt.
And he could have gone to just like a woodworking friggin' school, and that hobby could have been turned into a job, and then he could make so much money off that.
To be fair, he didn't know that he liked woodworking then. He didn't know until after we were married.
I didn't know a lot of things that that's the thing that I hate that we push children, because they are children, even though they're turning 18, they are still children.
Right.
We push teenagers into picking the career that they think they're going to like when they're in their 30s. I'm not even close to the same person I was when I was in my teens. And I can't imagine what I would have picked then being something that I would be happy and content doing now.
Another reason I couldn't be a teacher forever.
Yeah, I think
was
that's
like,
so sad that we do that.
I remember sitting, I think it was like my third year of teaching. I was sitting at my desk and just staring off into space, contemplating like just buying a plane ticket and never returning. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, oh my God, this is it. What I'm doing right now, I will have to do every single day until I'm 65. 65.
And then you feel that tightening in your chest and you're panicking and you're like, oh my God,
that's
this
my whole
is
life.
It. This is it.
This is my life. I am
every
in my
day
forever.
When I wake up, I'm going to do this. Those lesson plans over and over. It's like freaking Groundhog's Day again.
Yep. I had to get out.
I don't blame you. I feel no shame in picking what I want to do and going to school when I'm almost 30, because I can guarantee that when I'm in my 40s and I finally can do what I want to do, and then I can retire when I'm in my 60s, that I'll be fine with that. That'll be fine with me.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking when we were down here, Shane and I were putting up this background earlier. This is the same papers that we used for our photo shoot. And I was like, I am almost 30 year old. I'm almost 30 years old. I almost did it again. And I am putting paper up in my basement to record a podcast with my cousin. I'm an adult. And I'm aspiring to be a content creator right now. Mm-hmm. And part of me would have felt stupid about that before, because I'm like, get a real job.
Yeah.
But then I thought about all the people that we've connected with, all the people who have told us like, hey, I went to therapy because of you. Hey,
the
I repaired a relationship.
We get,
and
it makes it worth it.
Or I look forward. You guys feel like friends. You've helped me get through quarantine. You like, I can't tell you. Prior me would have thought this was stupid, because I would have judged me for being like,
what do you, yeah, this is like a little,
can you grow up?
Yeah.
You're being an adolescent by doing this stuff. Maybe try and, I don't know, get a real job.
Go and do a 9-to-5 and then society will respect you.
Yeah. But I just kept thinking how much I love my life because I get to spend a Friday night with you doing this.
Oh, it's gonna make me cry. So, you can't do that to me.
Sorry.
I'm premenopausal too.
I think that was all the
no, but truly, that's
assumptions.
I would never have thought that this could give me as much joy. I was freaking stoked all day today because of the new people we reached just in our little 1 minute TikTok that were like, this was so funny. The fact that I made more people laugh today, or like brought them some kind of joy and made made somebody smile, that is such a freaking the best thing that
gift.
And you don't need a 9-to-5, because guess who you're making smile? A rich asshole. That's pretty much it. You're making one rich asshole smile, and you're miserable.
Picturing a literal asshole smiling, and I wish we would have just ended on the sweet thing I said instead of whatever the hell you just said.
I'm so sorry. I had to take it to butts one more time.
One more time for the butts.
It's our brand.
All right. Well, that's the that on you judgmental people.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.